Suicide is the second leading cause of death for Maine youth ages 10 to 24. And the rate of suicides among Maine's youth is higher than the national average. Brunswick High School is responding to the problem with a new program that trains students to raise awareness and be a resource for peers. Patty White visited the student training Thursday as part of our ongoing series, Finding a Way.
The program is called Sources of Strength, and even though it tackles a serious topic, the training is designed to be fun. So when about 30 students from Brunswick High reported to the school library to begin, the first task was to play a series of games, including this one, in which students compete to be the fastest to grab a cup off the floor.
Okay, right position. Knees, toes, ankles, cup!
The games help connect the students, who range from freshmen to juniors. Mixed in between activities, Sources of Strength trainer Matt Hoffmeister teaches the students about their new role as peer leaders. He tells the group that sometimes personal problems crop up even when a lot of other things in life are going well.
You're worried if you go ask for help, it's going to mess up that good stuff that you got going on in your life. So again, a lot of what we're going to talk about today is how you as peer leaders can help connect your friends in. You can come alongside and help them get through some of those barriers and get them to the help that they need and deserve.
During the training, students are asked to identify their own sources of strength that help them get through stressful times. Hoffmeister says promoting and normalizing healthy behaviors is a key element of the program, as are the students.
The students really set the culture of a school, so by not including them, we miss the mark a lot of times as adults.
That need for more peer leadership is an issue junior Nico Bartone identified this spring. He actually pitched the idea for a peer mentoring group to his guidance counselor, who steered him toward this program.
I believe that there's just some issues that it's more helpful to get somebody who, the opinion of somebody who is either directly experiencing it themselves or just who has a greater understanding of what you're doing.
Another peer leader in training, junior Grace Clendenning, says students are busier than ever and under a lot of pressure.
I know a lot of students go through mental health problems and are faced with them every day, and it's a thing where everyone like has stuff going on and not a lot of people have someone to reach out to. And I think this program is like the beginning of establishing something where students can seek support.
The peer leaders will create campaigns to raise awareness about mental health and suicide prevention. They'll also serve as individual resources. Brunswick High social worker Mary Kuhnhart says the group will form a network throughout the student body because they span different social groups.
The bridge kids that are friends with everybody, the kids that are, you know, in the student government or the popular kids, the kids that are sort of more on the outskirts, and they're all included in this organization so that they can help create messages that will be meaningful to everybody in the school.
Members of faculty and staff are also being trained as advisors to the group. Sources of Strength has programs across the country, and it came to Maine through a federal grant and partnership between Midcoast Hospital and the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Maine, where May LaRue is manager of youth programs. She says both organizations are concerned about youth suicides.
We lose a Mainer under the age of 24 to suicide every 10 days. So it is a huge, huge problem here. And we know that in the state of Maine, we have higher than the national average rates of trauma.
That's why LaRue says it's important for kids to have peers to reach out to for help. And establishing Sources of Strength at Brunswick High School is just the beginning. She and another NAMI staff member are being trained so they can bring the program to other schools in the state. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.